This is the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market. Now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Coach, how are you doing today?
No complaints.
Well, Friday night, Bryan County Redskins came to Buccaneer Field, and that was going to be our first region game. Thank goodness we finally started to get into the region.
Yeah.
And Buccaneers walked off with a 42-0 win. What a
nice
great win.
A ranked opponent, or a 6A opponent. Nice.
Yes. yeah, we start the season out with two 6As and then a very tough single A. And now we get into the region and against a much improved Bryan County team. But again, you did. Your defense really held them in check. They had zero first downs. Now, in all my years of watching football, I've never seen that before.
I have not either, so that was a first for me too. Tell you what else was a first was we missed every extra point, so that was a good and bad.
Yeah.
Didn't get a first down, we missed there. Well, guess what we'll be working on this week?
Well, talk about some of the highlights in the game Friday night.
Well, we went in with a multi-back attack and had the play action set up. So we spread the ball around. We rushed for a little over 300 yards. I don't think any back had over 55. That was Will Fillmore, our quarterback. And then he was five for seven for 160 yards, I think, and three touchdowns. So we hit our play action well Friday.
Yeah,
he threw one interception, too.
He did. But all in all, it was a great night offensively for the Buccaneers and a – even better night for the defense. I know the play differential between the teams was astronomical, and so was the time difference, because they were always either three and out or four and out when they try to go for it on fourth.
We ate the clock up and drove the ball. We did punt a couple times, but it was offense played pretty well as well. We didn't have a lot of mistakes in offense or defense or special teams except for extra points.
Well, that was just one of those things, and you had a new kicker you were trying out. And
Well, we weren't running our two-point plays worth a flip. Before that, we hadn't missed any. And then we tried the new kicker, and that didn't work out. I mean, one kicker wasn't here, so we've got to get better, that's for sure.
Well, you will. Who were your top performers on offense?
Will Fillmore, five of seven, three touchdowns, 160 yards, one interception. And he's also rushed for 55 yards. I guess you'd go with Therese Campbell on offense. He had rushing touchdown, passing touchdown. Colby Reed had three big catches, one for a touchdown. I think a lot of our backs contributed well. We just kept running backs in and out of the ballgame.
While we were up in the booth, we kept watching the backs. It was a team of backs that kept running the ball, a different one every time. It wasn't the same one.
Yeah.
I can remember games where it'd be the same back, three or four plays in a row, but it wasn't on Friday night, which was good, and we were getting substantial gains.
They tried to take and did a good job of taking our fullback game out. They just totally denied it, but they left a lot of other aspects of the offense open that we were able to exploit and do well with.
The sweeps were working well. They couldn't stop us on the outside, but you're right. They did stuff us in the middle quite a bit. It was good to see those long passes too. Fillmore was on the money with those, and your receivers made some good catches.
He throws a good ball.
He really does.
Something I thought was no way we're going to catch them. All of a sudden, they're dropping on dying.
And some of them were in good coverage, too, now. You talk about Colby Reed's. I thought that one was going to get knocked down. Next thing we know, it goes by him. by the defender, and Colby's got it and marches into the end zone for an easy touchdown. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, your defense, too. Let's talk about some of your stars there. I mean, your line was just exploding, their line.
Yeah, line did really well. You're led by Will Jones. Will had 11 tackles Friday night. He was all over the place. We moved him to nose guard, where he was All-State last year, and that paid off. Then, Lake Linton had another great ball game at middle linebacker. He had, I think, 8.5, 9 tackles on the defensive side as well.
He had a lot of tackles for loss. We kept watching that when they would try to run their fullback up the middle. Lake was sometimes catching him a yard before the line of scrimmage. My goodness.
We definitely suffocated their offense. They didn't move the ball well against what we were doing. Quan Proctor had a pretty good ball game. Reese Campbell did. Will Jones was stellar. He kind of made a joke. As we're in the huddle, he goes, "What else you want me to do, Coach?" I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I done made 50 tackles." I started laughing, but he did. He played really well. He created havoc. You know, not just did he make tackles, but think about how many times they fumbled trying to block him, you know.
Right.
So he did a great job there.
Yeah, now, your special teams really picked it up, too, this time.
Yeah, we were much improved at punt returner. I was really pleased with those two guys.
You had Blake Taylor back there.
Blake Taylor, Neil West. Neil broke a long either kickoff or punt return. And we got a block in the back. Brought it back. But other than extra points, that special teams did well for us.
They did. They did. What things do you, from that game, do you think you need to work on to get ready for your next game?
We've got to get some kind of identity on extra points. And then, you know, we're a little banged up from it. I don't know if we'll have some players out or not from Friday. It'll be close. We'll definitely see it. At a minimum, some young backups on the field Friday night that are chomping at the bit to play. So we'll see what happens there. Then, you know, the extra point, I've said that 2 or 3 times, we've got to get better at it. We will do something different Friday night. I don't know why. We'll start with that today.
Well, that looked like the new kicker that you put in there. Looks like she's got the leg to get it there. It's just probably the pressure first time in a game.
She kicked well in practice, well beyond the extra point, but in the game she came up short. I don't know if it was the hole, the pressure. I don't know. We'll figure it out this week.
Okay. Well, keep trying. Keep trying. I'm sure it's going to work out. A lot of new kickers do have that problem. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, and beat, progressive, beat,
fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Jets Pharmacy. Okay, Coach, a little bit more on the Bryan County game. You start the fourth quarter, and it's 36-0, and they're going to put in a running clock, and you substitute heavily with JV players at that point.
Yeah, they had the option to run the clock in the third quarter, chose not to. So
it was 30-0 at halftime.
Play a little longer. I guess he wanted to play a little longer. But, yeah, we substituted out, and we had a drive by the JV to score.
All right, near the end of the game, too. So, and the JV was in on a couple of series, and your JV I don't know how many JV players you had there out on defense, but it looked quite a few.
We played, I think, around 40 kids Friday night.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah, some of them didn't get in. I hate that, but you know, you're trying as fast as you can get them in, but sometimes you can't get them all.
Well, when the clock's running, it's hard to substitute sometimes. The other team was trying to speed up to get something going on their side, and unfortunately, they kept running into our brick wall. Well, that was a great win. Now we're 1-0 in the region. It's coming Friday. Another region game. Well, all the rest of our games are region games. And the next one on the list is Claxton.
Yeah, we got a game against Claxton. We need to go ahead and win that one. It'll be 2-0 in the region. That'll be a leg up. We've got a couple of really tough games coming up after them. That were tough last year against ECI and Metter. And after that, we follow up with Screven, Portal, and Jenkins counties. But, Claxton's got a really good quarterback. He pitched in baseball. He throws the ball wide. Out of the 66 plays that we looked at him on offense, he threw the ball 44 of the 66 plays. And I don't know, he was over two-thirds completion ratio, so we're going to have to get after him.
We will. Has Claxton played up to the level of competition that we have?
No, they play a tough Pierce County team, but they haven't played the schedule we have.
I know Claxton's always played us tough. For some reason, it doesn't matter what squad is. And when you have to go up to the Pecan Grove, it can be a tough thing. And with all this rain we're getting right now, it'd be a sloppy field.
I don't want to play on sloppy fields.
Nobody does. For some reason, you can sometimes end up with too many injuries and
turnovers.
That's a bad word. And we only had one turnover in this game, which was very good. The ball handling was excellent.
Better. Our center quarterback exchanges, we had three of those that were almost mishaps. We've got to still – we were better Friday, but we've got to still – do a little more on that as well.
Okay, I understand. So going to Claxton, you think the Claxton Tigers are going to be throwing the ball a whole lot more than they run the ball?
They're going to throw quite a bit. They haven't really tried to establish a running game. They've kind of checked with me system from the sideline. The coach calls a play from the sideline after he sees what you're doing defensively. They run a few concepts on offense as far as running the ball. The rest of them, they throw and throw and throw and throw. So we're going to deal with that. Defensively, they run a 3-5 style defense that's tough. It's similar to ours. So they're doing some good things.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Do they throw mostly with the quarterback under center, or is he shotgun? Most of their passes, short passes to the backs on the receivers on the side, they throw it everywhere. So you're going to have
deep ball, the intermediate ball, the swing route, to crossing routes, to stop routes, posts, slants, fades.
Who do they think they are, an NFL team? That's Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They're going to make some catches, but we're just going to have to limit their explosive plays and keep their offense on the sideline with our offense staying on the field.
How do they match up against us speed-wise?
They don't. Okay. We've got a team advantage in speed. And on the fronts, we feel like we're a more physical team. We feel like they're really good at quarterback and throw the ball really well. We feel like they've got an advantage at the kicking in the kicking game. So we're going to try to be more physical than them, control the clock, and limit his possessions.
That's the strategy you've been using all season.
Yeah.
Control
the
clock.
Especially now, we need to really keep them off the field.
Well, now, too, you can, you've got the clock on the field, so the quarterback can keep an eye on that and time his
Yeah, we've done a good
snaps.
Job of that this fall so far. It's
we have.
Better, too.
I noticed that in the first game. He forgot where the clock was and would sometimes let it run down too much. But it's a learning experience for your quarterback.
Coach, I'm like, turned him loose with 20 seconds to go. He's got to watch the clock.
Yeah.
That or I mean, burn 50 timeouts.
It's not like in the old days when the coach is on the sideline with a stopwatch hoping it keeps up with that official on the field. But I like that. I like that clock on the.
If you see me pointing at my eyeballs, that means I'm telling him to watch the clock.
Okay, we didn't know what that signal meant. Well, I tell you, it's good to be in the win column here.
Yeah,
and
I like win better than tie or loss for sure.
Well, you know, you started the season with three very tough opponents, and I'll tell you what, it was exciting to watch Friday night how the Buccaneers really dominated Bryan County in all aspects.
The strength of schedule paid off against a young team, so we'll be challenged more as the season goes.
Well, we know we got some challenging games. Hopefully, Claxton won't be one of them. But you never know. You got to play the games. You got to hold on to the ball.
Catch a ball here or there, you can turn the ball game around. So their offense is scary. I really like their quarterback, a couple of receivers.
Okay. I wanted to ask you if you were going to put in some special plays or something, but they might be listening to this show and find out about it. Now, wouldn't help
we
us.
We need to put in how to convert an extra point.
Okay, Coach, how do we do that?
That'll be a topic of conversation Wednesday. That's when we'll put it in Wednesday.
Okay. What's your practice schedule going to be for today? It looks like it's raining out here on Monday. And
Monday and Wednesday, we have some pretty in-depth film time. Today's film will go to about right at 4 o'clock, and that'll be the game film from Friday night, evaluation of the player performance. Excuse me. We'll also give helmet decal stickers, player of the week awards, and stuff like that during that time.
That's
good. We'll come out and do three special teams periods, two offensive periods, and two defensive periods. Mostly install stuff for the week.
Light practice and helmets only.
Uh-huh, light practice. And then Tuesday's Tempo Tuesday. That's a heavy practice, long practice. We install and rep at what we do. Wednesday, we come back in and look at the opponent's film to let them see what we put in on Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday to see how that translates over to the film. So that's on Wednesday. And then we'll go out and have a heavier practice on Monday, but not but lighter than Tuesday. Then Thursday, of course, is JV and walkthrough special teams practice.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Now open, the Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. The same neighborhood friends and family you remember, except now locally owned and operated. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home, the Coastal Market Grocery Store is your new hometown grocery store stop.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market. Coach, we've talked about the Bryan County game, the upcoming Claxton game, which is another big region game for us next Friday night, and we talked a little bit about your how you do your practices, which I think the fans will find interesting. How do coaches get ready for ball games? And you gave us a little insight on that, and of course you've got another team. You got the JV. Team,
JV and middle school.
And middle school. So you got two other teams to watch out for. Who plays next? Is it the middle school or the JV?
Excuse me. The middle school plays this Thursday at 5 o'clock over at the middle school field against Long County.
Okay.
And the junior varsity plays at 5:30 here at the high school against Long County. So we're making a Long County, McIntosh County sub varsity day.
Where will you be, Coach?
I'll be over here. Maybe one half over here, one half over there.
Over there. Good to go watch all the kids. Well, that's good. That's good. Football Thursday and then football Friday. This will be your first game for the middle school.
Yes, they've been either forfeited to by COVID or out because of COVID or out because of a break, you name it, we've had some trouble. We were up to 26 middle school football players just before that we broke for 2 weeks for COVID, and our numbers just started coming back up. This past week, we were at 21, 22, so we decided to try to play this Thursday.
Okay. How many weeks of practice have the kids been able to get in?
The main group of middle schoolers, which is about 10 to 12, they've practiced all summer long, and now those guys are pretty good.
Well, they're chomping at the bit to play, aren't
they? The ones other 15 or 20, they hadn't had a lot of practice, so it's going to be interesting ball game.
Well, the ones that have been practicing are saying, look, I'm tired of getting hit and tackled by my buddy. I want to go hit and tackle somebody else on another team. So, how about the JV now? They've got Long County. They've already played a couple of games, haven't they?
Yeah, we got beat pretty bad by a very good Brunswick junior varsity team that was a mix of players from several grades. We were young. Last year we started 19 sophomores on the junior varsity. This year we had 10 eighth graders, 20 ninth graders, and 8 tenth graders. So,
that's a very young team.
Yeah, it was very young. So we got roughed up there. Then we went up and beat Bryan County. And then we lost a close game to Richmond Hill, 6-0. So that's last week, Brantley County got rained out.
Richmond Hill's, I believe, a 5A or 6A school.
6A, about to be 7.
Wow. Well, they've improved their football program in the last few years, too, as they've moved up. How many more games on the schedule for both your middle school and your JV?
I'm not sure about the middle school. There's quite a few. We go on up to October 14th in JV. Middle school, I think, because we miss some. They don't have but two or three games left.
Okay. Any chance of rescheduling some of those that were
possibly depending on our numbers?
Yeah, that'd be good if you could. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, we've got a few more minutes here before we sign off on this show on the Bryan County Highlight Show. Let's talk about your booster club. You know, we announce the corporate sponsors every week, and I noticed we've got a pretty good list of corporate sponsorships there. And I'd like to say this, that anybody that's listening to this show that wants to become a corporate sponsor, all they have to do is contact one of our members of the booster club or contact you for information on how to do that. And while you don't get a ton of recognition for your sponsorship, you are helping out the kids in the program because all the money goes back into the athletic program here.
Yeah. And we do some good things with these young men and women. Booster County here does a good job of helping offset expenses each season. Our booster club this year is led by Amanda Waters. She's the president, and Jason Coley is the vice president. There's some others that help pretty regularly.
And that's good. You've got to have that community support with in-kind services and also with money to be able to have a successful athletic program because everything costs money. It doesn't matter what the sport is. If it's balls, uniforms, taking care of fields, it all adds up in a hurry. I don't know what else to ask you, Coach. I'm excited about our Buccaneer team this year. It's exciting to watch them play. They're a very physical team. They play hard for you.
Yeah, they do. We still got a lot of football left this year. Next week we play a good ECI team here for homecoming. They'll be ranked in the top 10. After that, we'll play a top 4 team in Metter. Up at their place, and then we'll play some normal type schools that aren't ranked the last 3 weeks. So somewhere in all that, we ought to make the playoffs in some capacity.
Well, we finished second last year. We did that by beating ECI up there. Now they come down here, and we hope that they don't have the big revenge factor.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough ball game. They're really good this year, and we need to play well. It'll be similar to us in some capacities. They'll run a wing T spread type offense, and they've been basing out of a 4-4 defense. They're really big. We're going to have an advantage in overall team speed. They've got a couple of players that run well. We'll be the little faster guys, and they'll be the bigger, slower ones.
That's what we like.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, we've run out of time here on this show, and it's been good talking with you and talking about Buccaneer football. And we'll be back in a week to talk about the Claxton game, and hopefully we'll be able to be talking about another Buccaneer victory.
Yeah, we need to go 2-0. That would help us have a leg up when you get into some of the tiebreakers and things in region play.
I understand. Well, Coach, it's good talking to you. And like we always say, go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Thank you, Aaron.